This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Are you ready for that drive? We are. In fact, we are beginning the second portion of the baseball regular season at the ballpark. We are live at Gallagher Way leading up to Cubs and Red Sox at Wrigley. It is all brought to you by IDOT, the Illinois Department of Transportation, is here with activities to show you how you can be safe driving home from the game. Visit itisnotagameillinois.com to learn more. This is Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score. Rami Makhlouf filling in. Should we do the thing again?
Sure. Are we going to scare everybody out here?
Probably.
Okay.
We're not at an airport.
It's your show.
Let's wake them up. 1, 2, 3. And that's how we get it started.
Let's go.
Cubs and Red Sox later today. We're here until
12:40. Right,
we definitely scared her.
Yeah, she jumped. Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, we're going to create mischief. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
We'll dance a little. It'll be a lot of fun.
It's going to be a great day.
But that's kind of the point. This is a wonderful way to begin the season.
Oh,
let's
man.
Tell you who's with us. We have C.S. Henderson. She is here. Rich Wyatt is also here on the ones and twos. Connor O'Donnell joined us today. He set up a camera that is pretty close. I'm pretty sure you guys can see up my nostrils on Twitch. Twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. The Mob is here as well. We also have Jacob Stutz back at the station and Baby T, Tyler Feringel, helping out thanks to Ray Diaz as well. And Tyler Buterbaugh joining us today. I know that we set it up a little bit yesterday, Marshall and I did, Rami.
Yeah.
Talking about the Cubs series and what it was going to take. I do think that you have to have 90 wins in mind when you consider who's breathing down your neck with the Brewers and how they're getting healthy, how they're yet again only a game behind you. The goal isn't just the playoffs, which is awesome. That's mm-hmm. what you want. You want to level up. The goal is definitely to at least win your division. And I feel like in setting that hard number of 90, you are saying that is the standard for the team. You're not basing it off of the division around you. You're not basing it off of who you think you might face. And that's why I think when you have a series like this against the Red Sox, a team that is also trying to not only make the playoffs, contend in their division, but figure out what they need to do in order to be making the playoffs in the American League in one of their best divisions in baseball in the AL East, it sets you up for at least more measuring sticks and a really good test of telling you what you need against quality pitching, like we're going to see Lucas Giolito, yep. Garrett Crochet on Sunday, ahead of that trade deadline.
I would say 90 is enough to win the division. That Brewers team is not going away anytime soon. 92, 93 would make me feel a lot better. They've been the best team in baseball for 2 months now. The Brewers have 31-12. In their last 43 games, and they just got back Brandon Woodruff and added him to an already very good rotation that had two guys pitching like aces at the top, and Mizorowski and Peralta. So I'm looking for 92, 93 wins, and those two teams, the Cubs and the Brewers, are going to play each other eight times between July 28th and August 21st. And to give yourself a little cushion in those games and not have those series be like the be-all, end-all, and you may be leaving them looking up at the Brewers in the standings, you got to win series like you got starting today with the Red Sox. And you got to take advantage of what's one of the easiest schedules outside of those eight games with the Brewers and this series with the Red Sox. Cubs have one of the easiest schedules in Major League Baseball post All-Star break. So they do have some things working in their favor, but man, the Brewers are not going anywhere. And this Red Sox team that's going to be here at Wrigley today is one of the hottest teams in baseball somehow since trading Rafael Devers. I don't understand it. They looked like they were going to be sellers at one point a couple weeks ago. You thought maybe the third baseman who the Cubs
Alex Bregman. Right. Who I think is supposed to be in the lineup today. He came back right before the All-Star break.
It looked like he might be on the trade block, and I'd actually heard the Brewers were sniffing around him a little bit. I don't think they're going to be sellers between now and the trade deadline. This is a big series coming out of the gates here, and I think with the Brewers breathing down your neck the way that they are, there are no not small series or not small games down the stretch here until if and when you can put some breathing room between yourself and the Brewers, and I don't know that that's going to happen.
I don't want a 2016 this every time the Cubs have a potential playoff team. That's not what I want to do. But I do want to draw the parallel that when I was part of the NBC Sports Chicago team at the time covering the Cubs in 2016, I can't tell you how many times we said, this feels like a playoff preview, or this is a possible playoff type of series, or you have that playoff atmosphere. That was before the balanced schedule. So you find yourself saying that a lot more against American League teams, even though you know you're not obviously facing them in the playoffs.
Right.
Like the Yankees, where you took 2 out of 3 before the break. Like in this case, the Red Sox. It's still good competition to tell you where you are and what you need. It's going to tell you more truths. If you're evaluating a position need, if you're evaluating how you try to figure out a player, if there's growth, you can do that with series like this. And I say that because even in losses or even in a losing at bat per se, there's still a lot of answers you can get about what you need to do, knowing that that Brewers team does have, a practically 700 win percentage the past 2 months?
Yeah.
Moving forward. Like, there's a lot to be done here and a lot of things you can appreciate. Not just that we're going to see 3 good games, potentially.
Yeah.
But that this is a great time for evaluation. I'm sure we'll talk to Carter Hawkins a little more about that coming up here at 10:25. He's going to join us. But either way, if you slightly like baseball, this is the series for you, and you saw that in ticket pricing.
Yeah, I wanted to go to this game. I tried using, the connections we have, being the Cubs Radio Network, and I was told, they're sold out already. We don't got any. So I went to the old StubHub and looked it up. Cheapest ticket, like 400 level, probably sitting behind a beam, $130. And I'm not so broke that I couldn't afford 100, but I've seen enough Cubs regular season games that I was like, I'm not spending $130 on a regular season baseball game. I'll go home or go to an establishment around here and enjoy the festivities. But yeah, man, we've seen so many Red Sox fans out here that obviously drives up the price. We saw a guy. There's a guy right there. We saw a guy in a Cubs hat.
Guys.
We saw a guy in a Cubs hat and a Red Sox jersey. Or no, it might have been. No, that's what it was.
It was a Cubs jersey.
Oh, Cubs jersey, Red Sox hat.
No. It was a Red Sox jersey and a Cubs
that's
hat.
That's not okay. Pick a side.
What are you doing there?
Yeah, exactly.
Who do you cheer for each inning?
Are you just cheering every time somebody gets a hit? How do you attend a game like this dressed like that and in that frame of mind? I don't even understand.
What happens to your voice after 27 hours?
Yeah, exactly. I'm not gonna lie. I got some teams that are the Cubs are my number one. It was my first love, baseball in the Chicago. But I got some teams that I'm like, I can get down with them. I can root for them. But if they're playing the Cubs, it's the Cubs 100% of the time. How do you even come out here? Is this another one? I think we just had another one walk past in a Red Sox jersey.
No, he's got
a Red Sox hat. Okay, I'm sorry. I missed that. Yeah.
You're in the gatekeeping of this sportswear.
We are here to gatekeep.
What's the penalty? How do we find people?
He should give me his ticket. That's the penalty. He should give me his ticket to this baseball game.
You need to wear a uniform of some kind. Like carry a clipboard. Get one of those vests with reflective tape. Figure out something.
You're going to have to give up your ticket. Dude, this is not allowed.
Our friend Sam Bernero has joined. We love Sam. Sam was breaking news for us a couple weeks ago. She got a picture of Jordan Wicks coming into the clubhouse, and that's how we knew they were calling
him
up.
Nice.
Sam is an intrepid photographer,
well done, Sam.
Say the very least. Nice to see you. Who's here visiting?
Okay. Luke Little.
The latest report from our clubhouse reporter, Sam Bernero, says Luke Little is here, but he's just visiting.
Just visiting. It's not
Thank
official.
You, Sam.
Not added to the roster.
See, that's how you get it done. When
that's
the
good
people
stuff.
Work for you.
That's inside stuff right there.
But I think it is a good point because I saw the same thing. I think it was Matt Lindner on Twitter who posted that he couldn't get a bleacher seat for like less than $150.
It's wild. And
so
when you have two teams,
ticket.
Two historic teams like this playing as good as they're both playing and they don't see each other very often, Red Sox fans don't get a chance to come see their team at Wrigley Field all that often. That's going to happen, you know, and that's a sign of how good things are for the Cubs right now and also the Red Sox. But this ticket wouldn't be as expensive if we're talking about, you know, a Cubs team that was on pace for 70 wins or whatever the case might be.
Right, exactly. And you said it. It's going to be at least 90. I feel like that's a really good benchmark to have a hard number, too, is,
yeah.
I think, important, not just for fans to understand, but for team. You know, when a team who listens to their manager set a goal, that's a hard number that you can at least aspire to. It's a little easier than saying, okay, win the division. It gives people a more clear assignment, and I feel like that's, again, just another example of what Craig Counsell specifically can do when managing a group. Let's listen to what he had to say right after the last game they've played, which was after they took 2 of 3 against the Yankees, about how this is win stacking time.
Our job is just to keep winning, man. I mean, it's as simple as that. There's so much season left. Just keep winning. Stack up wins. Stack up wins, we're going to be in a good position.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
And he's right. I feel like that's the mode you have to be in at this time. Get it done against a guy like even Lucas Giolito, I feel like, has had a bit of a renaissance.
Yeah.
He's indicative of the Red Sox success. And I feel like with their starting pitching and setting that tone, it makes the rest of everybody else fall in line for a win. to see him today when we thought maybe he would be available at the trade deadline, even that is a good test for this Cubs offense out of the break.
And it's not the most exciting thing, but to me it's just the consistency that they've had to this point that they need to keep up. Yeah, 9 and 10 game win streaks or winning 11 out of 12 stuff. That'd be great. You know what I mean? That'd be awesome. And we're talking a lot about the trade deadline and adding an Eugenio Suarez or a frontline pitcher to this rotation. But this Cubs team, and I didn't realize this until I read it in Sadev Sharma's article at The Athletic, they haven't lost 4 games in a row yet. Like, Summer League has wrapped up. Bears report to training camp next week, and the Cubs haven't lost 4 games in a row yet. They also haven't been swept in a series yet this season. They're only one of 2 teams in baseball that can say that. That type of consistency and resiliency, and when they do lose a game or 2 games in a row, they always seem to bounce back, especially the offense will usually bounce back with a big performance. That's what's gotten the Cubs to this point, and that's what they're going to have to do down the stretch here, is just maintain that consistency, that resiliency, to not let yourself go into a slide or a spiral, especially with the way that the Brewers are playing right now. That's what it's going to take, is just staying consistent, not letting yourself fall into some kind of hole or some kind of spiral. And like Craig said, just keep stacking up those wins.
This segment on Rahimi and Harris with Robbie Maklouf on the Score Talking Cubs is brought to you by Almost Free Teeth. Save on dental implants today. We would also be remiss if we didn't talk about who else has had a good outing when it comes to being on the mound, and that is today's starter for the Cubs, Colin Ray. How about the outing he last had against the Twins his last time up? 7 innings, 3 hits, only 1 earned run, only 2 walks, 5 strikeouts. He went 6 2/3 against the Cardinals the last time before that. And then it was a bit of a trend that we saw earlier. Excellent outing against the Astros at that point, and that's now the 3rd most recent start he's had. That one, when he went 5 innings, he gave up only 2 earned runs. I thought that was probably his best start of the season. And then he follows that up with 2 really strong July outings. It's very encouraging to know that he's going to the mound today with that behind him.
Yeah, I was hosting the afternoon show in for Spiegel and Holmes that day that he made that start last week. And I said then, and it might sound crazy, like we talk about Kyle Tucker and Pete Crow Armstrong and all the stars and faces of this team. I don't know where you are without the Colin Rays of the world and some of the other unlikely heroes and guys that have sort of popped up in the bullpen. That's what takes a team over the top. You need the superstars, and they're probably going to give you a baseline 85 wins. To get to that 90, 92, 93 that we started the show talking about today, you need those unexpected guys playing above the back of their baseball card. And I think Colin Ray is a perfect example of that. With all the injuries they've had to the starting rotation this year, and he sort of filled in and plugged some holes in the bullpen at times this year, I really don't know where you are today without a Colin Ray and some of the other guys of that ilk up and down this roster and in that pitching staff. That's what you need, and credit to him, and also credit to the Cubs and their pitching gurus that they have, starting with Hadavi and everybody else involved, to get a Colin Ray up mm-hmm. to this point, or a Matthew Boyd pitching up to an all-star level. Like, that's what you need to have the type of season, and to keep having the type of season that they've had to this point.
And I know you mentioned the Brewers earlier. Brew Crew has to face the Dodgers again. That's a 3-game set. I don't necessarily know that they're going to sweep like they did at home.
They've won 7 straight against the Dodgers. The Brewers have won 7 straight against the Dodgers. I saw that on SportsCenter this morning, and I was like, are you kidding me? How do the Brewers do this? Like, you lose Craig Counsell, you lose David Stearns, Corbin Burns, Josh Hader, Willy Adames. Like, the list goes on and on of the guys who
Devin Williams,
who they've shipped out or went elsewhere, and they keep figuring out a way, and it's a little annoying, Layla. It's a little annoying. They're like that pesky fly at the cookout that you keep swatting away, and they keep coming back, and you're like, how are you even still alive? What is happening here? That's how I feel about the Brewers, but I don't think they're going away anytime soon.
I don't either, but I think it's good to have them breathing down your neck because you know you can't let up.
Keeps you on your toes. It keeps this Cubs game on their toes, and knowing that they have to keep stacking up wins, as Craig said, because there is no breathing room. There's no comfort zone here with the Brewers as close as they are and playing as well as they are.
You're listening to Robbie Mocklove. He is in for Marshall Harris, and you are from here.
I am.
I don't know. You're not from the city proper.
I was born and raised in Rogers Park, later moved out to Palatine.
Okay, there it is. Yeah, I knew there was some element of you having lived in the suburbs.
Yeah.
But that's why I say this. How is it that I take the red line all the time? I take the red line all the time. I take the train all the time. I take the CTA bus.
Yeah.
I took the CTA coming back from the Sky game the other night.
Yeah.
Shout out to the 3 bus. But how is it that you hadn't taken the train?
I've taken the train.
To a game.
Never alone.
What?
I've never been the one in charge of navigating the train, of finding the train station, getting on the right train, getting off at the right stop. I'm a man baby, Layla. I'm a giant man baby. I just hold people's hands. Now it's my wife. It used to be my mom or my dad or friends or my brother. I just hold their hand and go where they take me. You know what I mean?
Was this in your vows at your recent wedding? Was this in there?
No, it wasn't.
Okay.
It wasn't.
Just making sure.
I've always had a chaperone when taking the train to Wrigley Field. Today I had to do it on my own. My friend who I stay with, usually if I'm working on the score, especially if it's an earlier shift like today, he lives right on the border of Evanston, right off the lake. So it's like a 20-minute ride to the studio.
That sounds lovely.
Super convenient. But today I had to get here on my own using the train, and I figured it out. I did
Yay.
Cheat. I'm not going to lie. I did cheat. I'll be up front with you guys. I was pretty sure I was at the right station. I was about to get on the right train, and then I spotted an older gentleman who was wearing the uniform of folks who work here at Wrigley Field. So I started stalking him and following him just to make sure I was going to the right place and in the right direction. So I essentially had a chaperone again today.
You followed the uniform.
Yeah. I was like, oh, he works at Wrigley. I'll just go where this guy's going. We're going to the same place. And sure enough, we got here.
What about the disembodied voice that's like, you're on CTA ride XYZ. You are going to this stop next.
Yeah, but they don't tell you Addison is where you get off to go to the Cubs game. They don't tell you that. They just say next stop, Addison.
Next stop, Carter Hawkins.
But Google Maps is pretty helpful in navigating the
Google
the
Maps
yeah,
is helpful.
If you don't know what if you're a man baby like myself, it does work.
Next up, we'll teach you about turn by turn directions.
Thank you.
And then maybe someday you'll ride the bus on your own. That's Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer, of course, on the call. This is Rahimi and Harris live from Gallagher Way here on 670. The score, Robbie Mocklove in for Marshall Harris. And we are happy to be joined by our guest this morning. Carter Hawkins, the Cubs general manager, is here. And, of course, during our conversations with Carter, we highlight the work of Paws Chicago, whose mission is to build no-kill communities to end the overpopulation of homeless animals and to transform animal welfare. Carter, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. And exciting about Paws, there's an event coming up on the 21st that my wife's going to be at, and we'll have some great dogs and some kittens to potentially adopt, which we're excited about to be out here in Gallagher Way. So everybody should check it out.
Oh, you can come to Gallagher Way and be a part of it. That's great to know. So that's on July 21st. And I know you have nothing going on between today, July 18th, and July 31st. It's a very quiet time for you. So let's just start with the series that is ahead of us. I feel like we said earlier in our last segment, it's a good thing that you've got a series with the Yankees bookended by the All-Star game and the All-Star break, and then a series coming up with the Red Sox, because hottest team in baseball, of course, winners of 10 straight. How do you look at this as an evaluation for what your team needs over the next 10 days?
Yeah, I mean, certainly the Red Sox are a really good team, and the Yankees are a really good team. We played a lot of really good teams over the course of the first half and over 50% of the season thus far, and so I think, look, each of these games are really important, because they're one of the 162, and not trying to be cliche about it, but, our team has to just focus on, what are we going to do today to win? And no matter whether it's, the Dodgers, the Yankees, or a team that's not win as many games as them, we got to put our best foot forward to win the baseball game. You see a lot of teams making upsets. It's baseball, right? Like, it's, there's the best team might have a 60% chance of winning, right? Like, that's 40% happens a lot. So, for us, it's really just trying to focus on each day. But I certainly understand, you know, externally, how this could be seen with a little bit more importance. And, you know, look, anytime we can play with the type of atmosphere that we're going to have this week and throughout the second half, it just helps prepare for some hopefully really meaningful games in October.
I said in the first segment, I'm annoyed by the Brewers that they won't just go away. Do you guys feel the same way, or do you like that it's kind of a close race and it kind of pushes both the guys on the field and you guys in the front office to maybe take this thing to the next level?
Yeah, I mean, we obviously would prefer non-close races, right? we're on top. But, you know, I think Craig talked about it really well. We just can't focus on what other teams are doing, right? There's, especially with the way the playoffs work now, you know, there's, yeah, you know, there's definitely the division, and then there's the wild cards, and then there's the seeds, and, you know, really, like, you can get yourself really confused with, hey, who do I want to win this game, and try to scoreboard watch and figure out different things. And at the end of the day, if you just take care of your business, you're going to end up in a really good place. And, you know, if we can continue to have a second half like we did in the first half and focus on little things, like, we're going to be just fine. And the Brewers play well, great for them. If somebody else plays well, great for them too.
I think it is good, though, that he said not just, okay, we want to win the division, but then he put a number to it. You know, he said benchmark is a 90-win team, and I feel like it's reflected in how this team is operated and how this team has performed. Like, to have that hard number standard and just something to aspire to and to understand. You see it, I feel like, reflected every day. You know, what does it mean to you to know that that's something that obviously is a goal of yours, but then it helps players, I think, visualize and helps everybody else understand what the mission statement is.
Yeah, I mean, so the mission statement is certainly not, you know, 90 wins, right? It's you know, try to win every game. It's try to win a World Series. But, you know, I think from a true talent perspective, and I'll nerd out here for a second, you know, when someone talks about a 90-win team, they're talking about a 90-win true talent team, which means that beginning of the year, given the stats and numbers for that team, they should win 90 games if you simulated that season 1,000 different times. But there's a standard deviation of that. There's, you know, a plus minus where, you know, there's anywhere from, you know, 8 to 10 wins above 90 and anywhere but 8 to 10 wins below 90 that you'll see within these standard deviations, which means 90 win teams can win 100 games. 90 win teams can win 80 games. And, you know, there's certainly at the very tails of those, there's 110 wins and there's 70 wins. The point for us is, you know, look, we have a good enough team to be an electric team that's playing deep in October. To do that, we have to stay healthy. We have to do little things. We have to win every single game. But we know we have that talent. Like, we don't have to get lucky. We just have to play really, really well and play to our talent level. And we do that. It should be a pretty great environment here.
I know you guys never like to say you're surprised by success. But if I told you Justin Steele would be lost for the season, Shota would be lost for a couple of months, you haven't seen Javier Assad yet, would you think we're sitting here today talking about two of the best teams in baseball about to do battle in a three-game series inside Wrigley Field?
And that's definitely a punch to the gut. But, you know, I think at the same time we would have said, hey, look, we got some resilience and we're going to be able to figure out ways to win baseball games. Now, how did that happen, right? And, you know, our starting pitching has definitely held up its end of the bargain with the guys that we've had, but there's opportunity to get better. You know, same with our bullpen. Early year, struggled a little bit, has gotten really good over the course of, you know, the rest of the year. We've had some guys come in and just be lights out, you know, the Pomeranzes, the Flexons of the world, and then, you know, kind of the entry of Palencia into the closer's role has been really fun to see. But, you know, our offense has really been what's carried, you know, this club thus far. You know, it's a top offense in the league. You know, we're hitting home runs, we're stealing bases. Our defense has helped our pitching out really, really well. You know, so that position player group overall, you know, I think is what has put us in the position we are today. And now it's about helping supplement them and helping them continue to do what they've done in the first half.
With a reported 25 teams being potential buyers at the trade deadline, when you know that a team like the Diamondbacks, who could change the entire, I think, fabric, you know, the atmosphere of the trade deadline, they could change the entire game there for a team who is a buyer like the Cubs. How do you figure out who's available and how do you figure out who you want?
Yeah, I mean, the who you want are the guys that you feel like are going to make your team better, right? So that part's easy. Now, figuring out if they're available, you know, everyone's available for a price to some extent. You know, I'm sure if we, you know, dangled something crazy out there, we could probably shake loose anyone. But you don't do that because it'll probably make your team worse, right? So it's hitting the phones. It's staying on top of every team. It's, you know, these things can change really, really quickly, especially this time of year. You know, the Red Sox have won 10 straight. Right, they weren't necessarily in this position 10 games ago. There's going to be another team that wins 10 straight. There's going to be a team that, you know, loses a few games over the course of the next week, and that's going to change positions and change, you know, what teams are willing to do or not to do. You look at us in 2023. we were not in a position to buy. We were in a position that we were going to try to recruit some value. And then we had that streak and ended up, you know, trying to make a run towards the playoffs there. So long story short, we just have to stay on the phones, have to make sure that we're expressing interest in all of the guys that we think can make our team better, figure out the cost, and then figure out the best decision to make us better, not only for this year, but for the future.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Get the sense that over the last few weeks, with teams like the Red Sox getting hot, that the landscape or the market has changed based on the conversations you're having with it, and how much do you think it could change between now and July 31st?
I think the landscape of the market has changed. I think everyone realizes that it will be really volatile, and so everyone kind of takes a 10,000-foot view this time of year and really starts to lock in over the course of the next, you know, 5 to 10 days. So I think everyone's wise to the fact that there's nothing that's really certain right now, and in order to get a deal done, you would have to overpay significantly. And so for the most part right now, it's trying to figure out who's available, trying to figure out generally what their cost is, and then everyone sets their thresholds, and when people are ready to strike, they strike.
We're talking to Cubs general manager Carter Hawkins, thanks in part to his partnership with Paws Chicago. An event is here at Gallagher Way on July 21st. That's in just 3 days with Rahimi and Harris here on The Score. I also want to ask you, what is it going to take for one of those spendy trades where you know you've already made one in Cam Smith, Isaac Paredes, and Hayden Wisniewski going over to Houston for Kyle Tucker? We know that that's this time of year where you're going to have to part with somebody you may not want to part with. Owen Casey's name has come up a lot. What does it take to part with a guy like Casey or somebody like that to get a particular need for your team?
I mean, I think when you're talking about what would you be willing to spend for a particular player, it's about the impact of that player and how long you're getting that impact. You know, so right now at the deadline, you know, you're talking about, you know, if you're getting a rental player, you're talking about just, you know, 50-ish games, you know, that you're going to have that player for, you know, certainly high impact games, but, you know, they're not getting them for 3 seasons, 4 seasons, things of that nature. So that's something we'll definitely keep in mind as we're talking to teams. Is this for a rental? Is this for a player that, you know, has some control attached to him? How much did this player cost, right? Is he control with a lot of salary attached to him, or control with a little bit of salary attached to him? when we're trading a player from, you know, our prospect group, those guys have 6 years of control and they're not super expensive. For that reason, they're really, really valuable. And so it's trying to figure out both ends of that balance sheet and making sure that when you trade young, inexpensive, controllable talent, that you're getting some impact talent for hopefully a really long time.
When you're weighing the future versus now and considering these types of moves and you're having the type of season that you're having now, does the philosophy change and does the present hold more weight than it normally would in another type of season?
Yeah, I mean, I think whenever you have a chance to go deep into the playoffs, make the playoffs, you know, you definitely try to take advantage of that. You realize, you know, how sacred that is, right? It just doesn't happen every season. You know, there's not many teams that, you know, for the last 4 or 5 years in a row have had even 50% playoff odds going into the season. There's a handful of them. So, you know, everyone feels like, oh, there's a 100% chance we're going to make the playoffs this year, 90% chance we're going to make the playoffs this year. It's just not the case. There's a couple of teams that have had that. But, you know, certainly, you know, that's the exception, not the rule. You think about time value of money, right? You know, when people win the lottery, they usually take the upfront payment, right? Because everybody wants things now. I think that happens in baseball too. And so, yeah, you're valuing the win today a little bit more than the win, you know, 4 years, 5 years from now. But you're not ignoring 4 years, 5 years from now. You're not saying those don't matter. Putting some sort of discount, that's a conversation with ownership. That's a conversation, you know, within the office. And then you put that discount, apply it to whatever deals you're making, and then make a decision.
What is the biggest need for this team, in your opinion?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, the position group has been really, really good. And there's certainly ways we can help fortify that. But, you know, for us, it's how can we, you know, kind of raise the bar with our arms, both in the rotation and in the bullpen. And, you know, that's going to come from our current guys getting better. And it's going to come from, you know, potentially bringing some guys on board. And we'll take it from there.
There's a lot about this team where you go, how long can they keep this up? And one of them is something that's not in your control. Almost every one of your position players have stayed healthy. I think they've all played a minimum of 85 games, if I'm not mistaken. Do you guys plan on that health, or do you kind of plan or at least have a backup plan for in case something should happen and you're not that lucky in the second half?
It's kind of two-pronged, right? You're always planning for having as much depth as you possibly can because you understand how volatile things are and how things can change really quickly. And even, you know, some of the things out of your control. What's in our control, though, is, you know, other than trying to plan for that depth, is our strength guys, our medical guys, our baseball guys, doing everything they possibly can to put our players in a really healthy position each day. Now, that's what they eat. That's what they drink. That's how they hydrate. That's their time on their feet. That's the work they do before the game, the work they do after game, to put their bodies in the best possible position to be able to sustain that 162-game workload. Doesn't mean guys aren't going to get hurt, but you can definitely mitigate that risk. So try to mitigate the risk as much as possible. We try to have as many, you know, alternative plans as possible as well. And when you do both of those things, you're more than likely to end up in a better place.
What is the latest on Miguel Amaya and Javier Assad? You know, when I think about acquiring players, getting your own guys back is a huge help, obviously. What can you tell us?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're looking at August for both of those guys, you know, which would be really, really nice to have them back. Now, our catching group has done great as Miggy's been out. You know, obviously, Reese McGuire's been outstanding in terms of his ability to be our second catcher, and Carson's had just a heck of a year. And then, you know, obviously, the more starting pitching you can have, the better. And certainly a guy like Javi that's done it before and pitched in multiple roles will be great to have. So we'll get these guys back in rehab games here soon and hopefully have them here in August.
One of the positions that people do talk about when it comes to your everyday position players, third base, and Matt Shaw, who's struggled with the bat. The glove has been great, though. How much does that weigh in terms of the defense he brings every day versus the offense he brings every day and your guys' decision-making and what you might do at third base?
Yeah, I mean, it's something we're definitely looking at. His defense, like you said, has been great. You know, he's provided value, you know, to the Cubs. You know, you go to Baseball Reference, I think he got, you know, 0.9, you know, B-war or something like that, which is not nothing. And it's certainly something that's helped us win some games in some certain places. But, you know, obviously offensively we want more out of that position. And, you know, that could just be Matt, right? Like Matt, mm-hmm. We feel really strongly about his bat. We think that he's going to be a good hitter. You look around the league at, you know, young hitters that are going to play really, really well that aren't currently, just haven't made the adjustment yet to the league. You saw what happened with Pete last year. We fully expect that to be Matt as he continues to make adjustments. But we're also at some critical times right now where development can't be the focus on our major league club. So, you know, it's something that we'll be looking into. But, you know, we have a lot of confidence in Matt Shaw and his ability to be a great player for us moving forward.
Carter Hawkins, thank you so much for joining us here in Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score. And once again, an event here at Gallagher Way the 21st where you can have an adoption event. Carter joins us thanks to the work of Paws Chicago, whose mission is to build no-kill communities to end overpopulation of homeless animals and transform animal welfare.
That's a great cause.
Thank you.
Awesome.
That.
Thanks, guys. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Carter. We broadcast live through the Scores Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers here on Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score. But today, we are live from Gallagher Way. It is a wonderful day for baseball. That is why we are here. Broadcasting live from Gallagher Way, leading up to the Cubs and Red Sox at Wrigley. Brought to you by IDOT, the Illinois Department of Transportation, here with activities to show you how you can be safe driving home from the game. Visit itsnotagameillinois.com to learn more. Rami Makhlouf in for Marshall Harris. And we heard Adam Amin there in the Fox crew with a great call of Jalen Johnson, who I think, since it is extension season in the NFL before we get to training camp, Rami, there's a lot of discussion about his contract now becoming a bargain when you consider Sauce Gardner 4 years, $120 million extension. Now, Sauce was first-team All-Pro in his first 2 years. Jalen made second-team All-Pro in 2023. But his extension, Jalen's, 4 years, $76 million. 51.4 of it guaranteed. 19 is the average annual value. And Jalen Johnson apparently talked to Rich Eisen about a potential contract discussion. Let's listen.
Seeing a lot of the other corners getting paid, I almost feel like we might have another discussion coming up here soon. The market is moving. So, I mean, as long as I just keep being myself, keep playing at a high level, definitely going to have to be some more conversations coming up soon and really keep it long term. So I'm looking forward to that.
What do you think when you hear that?
I mean, that's the world of the NFL and NFL contracts. These guys, they see the price going up. They see the market going up for their position. And if they perceive themselves to be one of the top guys at that position, they're going to want to be paid the same way. And so it doesn't surprise me. It does feel like he just got that contract extension not too long ago. But that's how the game is played in terms of the contract game in the NFL. That's just that he's just playing the game the way that it's played. I got no problem with that.
Well, and I think that's pretty common if we're looking back, you know, and we see, oh, that extension looks really good right now.
Yeah.
You don't want to be the player who that's about.
Right.
You know, when you play the comparison game, and I think that's really going on right now as we're seeing out of the pass rushers with T.J. Watt and that reported massive extension that just happened last night, reported by Adam Schefter. So taking all those things into consideration, I get it because you know that you're impacting the game in a way that other positions might not be.
Right.
And you see that positional value. But in this case, Sauce, there's a reason. You know, was last season his best one? You know, he had 10 penalties last season. But when you consider the fact that he came out gangbuster style,
right,
you know, first team all pro his first 2 years, yeah, that's going to merit quite a hefty extension from the Jets.
I don't know if I'm talking to Jalen about an extension this offseason, but if he plays up to that level this coming season, maybe at some point during the year, you do approach him about some kind of contract extension or renegotiation. I'm not against that. I'm still a big believer and a big Jalen Johnson guy. And so and I know he maybe took a small step back last year, but you look at what and I apply the same thing across the board when we're talking about Caleb Williams, Roma Dunze. You look at what these guys had to deal with last year, and it's hard to maintain your performance or especially hard to take it to another level. Like they don't exist in a vacuum. These individual players, they're human beings in a situation and that situation is going to affect how you play, both in terms of the quality of play around you, the coaching, the morale of a team when you're going through what you went through last year. So I don't let last year really discourage me too much when it comes to Jalen Johnson, whether or not I want him around for the long haul.
I also think that's the job of the general manager.
Right.
Ryan Poles did his job perfectly in that situation. Extended the guy who deserved it, paid him what was market value at the time. And yes, a couple years from now, you get to look back at it and say, the money you helped me save here is going to help me here.
Right.
You know, and they still have a pretty decent amount of money under the cap. They could use that. Of course, you know, you learn a lot about your team in the next couple of weeks. We've seen them sign pass rushers like Yannick Ngakoue, you know, late in that cycle to like a $10 million one-year deal. I tend to think that that money is open for a reason. But when it comes to Jalen, I mean, he was jovial with it. And I believe Seth Rollins was filling in on Rich Eisen, which makes it a little...
Was he really?
It's a little more fun, you know, it becomes a little more theatrical. So I don't want to take him out of context. He also talked about what he's seen out of Caleb Johnson so far, or Caleb Williams so far, under Ben Johnson. Maybe it's almost good that we we transpose the names, because that means they're that in sync. But let's listen to what Jalen had to say about differences he's seen in Caleb Williams.
For me, I couldn't tell you with any certainty and truth that I see this big jump, because I wasn't physically present too much in the off season. But I definitely know that the patterns of things that are going on from when I talked to people in the building, when I was in the building, I definitely see the difference in him being led by Ben in that way of definitely changing the standard, changing the way of doing things, changing the expectation, changing the way we look at the minute details of things is definitely something that I was able to see and am able to see. But I'll definitely know when we're all out there going what Caleb one looks like from year one and what Caleb looks like this year.
I think that's a good sign when you hear a veteran who is skeptical about the flowers surrounding change.
Yes.
Talking about what he's seen that's positive in a way that makes it make sense.
And I think Jalen Johnson and I are very much in the same boat in saying I've seen this before. I've heard this tune before when it comes to a new coach or a new quarterback or any combination thereof, and how it's different and they're making a big leap this year. I've heard that, and hey man, I want to believe it. And I wanted Ben Johnson hired. I wanted Caleb Williams drafted when the Bears had the number one pick in the draft. These are the guys I wanted, and there's a level of belief that led me to that. But until I see it, just as a Bears fan and the sports trauma that I've been through as a Bears fan, especially when it comes to quarterback play, I'm at the point now where I need to see it to actually believe it. And I think Jalen Johnson, with his time as a Bear and having gone through this a couple times now with head coaches and quarterbacks, he sort of feels the same way. It's like, show me. Don't tell me, show me.
And he said that himself.
Yeah.
We have so much more here to come on Raheemy and Harris on 670 The Score. You're live from Gallagher Way, getting you ready for a great series against the Red Sox coming up. And one man who can help us with that, Cubs president Crane Kenny. We need to ask him about the All-Star voting and how that went. We need to ask him about what's going on. The city jerseys are looking good, too. He's got more to tell us, so we're going to do that. Crane Kenny next here on Raheemy and Harris with Rami Makhlouf on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Walk off, baby! This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.